To the Tri-County Heartbeat, WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla. It's time now for high school football on WCDO. And here to call all the action, Nate Lull.
All right, welcome everybody. Nate Lull and Skylar Thompson with you here tonight, live from Johnson City High School. It's time for probably the most anticipated matchup in Class D football here this season, as tonight we have the Section 4 Class D football championship game, as Delhi comes in with a record of 9-1 against undefeated Tioga at 10-0. Delhi's one loss this year, of course, is to the Tioga Tigers. I want to welcome everybody into the Butler Auto Kickoff Show. Of course, Butler has the largest selection of vehicles on two lots right in Sydney. And at Butler Auto Sales, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Mike Butler and the staff wish the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best in tonight's game. So, Sky, here we are. It seems like the last few years, our season comes down to doing this one game here at Johnson City High School. And basically, everybody knows it. Tioga is going for their sixth straight sectional title here tonight, so we know how most of it has ended up the last few years, but this Delhi team, motivated, ready to go tonight, should be a very fun contest.
Should be fun right from the start all the way to the end. Having played team earlier on this year, you're a little bit more familiar. You kind of have an idea of what you're going to get, so I'm sure the Delhi coaches are prepared for that, and let's see what happens.
You know, one thing as I was preparing for this game that I thought about is that Delhi really had to change some things early in that Tioga game. They had that game on their home field. Everything looked good early, but Sam Davis, one of their big running backs, went out early in that game with an injury, kind of had a bone bruise, and they were very happy down the road that he didn't have. The initial thought was he really blew up his knee or he maybe broke his leg, but it didn't end up being that way. But that day, their whole game plan had to change. Sam is back in this game here tonight. If they can keep him healthy, I'm interested to see what the difference is. Tioga ran away with it that day, 56-28, but hardly anybody else has been able to put up that many points besides Waverly, who's in the Class C championship game against Tioga this year. Tioga has just run through their Class D schedule. So Delhi has a lot to be proud of. They also have pretty much run through their Class D schedule. So this really is the juggernauts going head-to-head here tonight.
It really is. And, you know, you and I were talking about it before we got on tonight about how this Tioga team is very much the same as the one that was here last year. They did not lose many pieces off of last year's team that ultimately went on to win the state championship. So that's great for them. But, you know, anything can happen, and that's the beautiful part of sports. If you're Delhi, as you said, we put up more points than anyone else has this year on Tioga. So that's some encouragement. You get back a big piece, and hopefully he stays healthy, and you play the game, and you see what happens.
Well, this Delhi team, talking with them this week, they are optimistic, they are confident, everything you'd want to see in your team going into a championship game. So we're going to pause here on the Butler Auto pregame show. We'll take a short break. We'll come back. We'll set the scene here at Johnson City. You couldn't ask for a much better weather night for this championship game. They moved the start time from 7 to 5, and the sun is setting up here on the hill. We're just above the Oakdale Mall, and it's really, really nice up on the hill. So we'll come back, we'll talk about all that, and it will be the Section 4 Class D football championship game here tonight on WCDO.
For over 20 years, Butler Auto Sales in Sydney has been the area's premier used auto dealer. From compact cars to heavy-duty trucks, we have one of the biggest selections around, plus guaranteed credit approval. Check out the entire inventory and apply for credit online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. At Butler Auto Sales, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Butler Auto Sales, a proud sponsor of high school sports.
Watch Sunday football at Jerry's Inn, 18 West Main Street in Bainbridge, and you'll get to order from the exclusive in-house only game day menu. Jerry's Inn is a proud supporter of local high school sports and wish all local teams the best of luck this season. Jerry's Inn is great for feeding hungry athletes and the whole family. Have fun perusing the local high school sports wall of fame. Jerry's Inn, 18 West Main Street in Bainbridge, open Tuesday through Sunday. That same iconic atmosphere with a delicious, diverse menu.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. Tonight's Butler Auto pregame show, getting you set for the Section 4 Class D football championship game. And Sky, I was thinking about it on the drive down here. I've been doing this job about 10 years now, and we've seen some amazing teams come out of our area, Unitigo and Sydney and all these Delhi and Walton and these great, great teams. But doing this 10 years, Tioga has won 9 of the 10 times that I have done this sectional title game. The only year was 2016 when Tioga lost early in sectionals that year. It was bizarre. And Sydney went on and made it to the state final four that year. Besides that, my tenure here has been all the Tioga Tigers. And, you know, you have been up here in the booth with me. You've also been on the sideline helping with Walton a few years ago in what was probably one of the best Section 4 Class D football title games we've ever had. A very bitter cold day back here in 2019. What's it like to prepare for this Tioga team?
Well, it's tough because, we watch them just come out onto the field, and even the way they line up for their stretching, there's no one who's out of place not knowing where to go.
Right.
And I say that because they're such a well-oiled machine top to bottom with everything that they do, which makes it very tough. You know that they're not going to make many mistakes on their own.
Right.
You know that they're not going to more or less beat themselves. You're going to have to play your best game to be able to compete against them. So you know that going in. You're hoping a couple of those breaks that do happen, a game, you're going to get a couple. You have to capitalize on those. It's no different than back when I was playing. That was the heart of Maine Endwell's run when they won their however many in a row as well. They had the ESPN 30 for 30 done. They're very similar type of programs where the coaching is excellent. Their player development all the way up through is very good. And you mentioned 9 out of your 10 years. That goes to show the kind of program they have every single year. They have great numbers, which is great to see, you know, for a small Class D schools. They have great numbers. They all work hard. They know they have to get onto the field. So the preparation is very tough, but you have to know when we get those couple opportunities, those are the ones we have to capitalize on.
I go back to the game we did here last year between Tioga and Delhi. That game was a very close game at the halftime break, and then Delhi made a couple of small mistakes to start the second half, and that's all Tioga needed to open that game up. So you really have to play perfect and hope that the Tigers make a couple of mistakes. So we're going to pause for the national anthem. When we come back, we will have kickoff for Tioga and Delhi in the sectional finals here on WCDO.
Thinking of remodeling your home or office and not sure where to begin? You need the contracting experts, Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From frame to finish, Cohen and Fraser Builders can meet all your contracting needs. Garages, decks, siding, and additions, plus full plumbing, heating, and electrical work. At Cohen and Fraser Builders, they see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426 for Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin.
For over 90 years, Bainbridge Memorial Works has served the Tri-County area and beyond with the highest quality and most personal service. Gary and Lindsay Gifford proudly continue this family tradition, providing expert workmanship without pressure. They offer a large inventory of granite monuments and markers, as well as cemetery lettering and cleaning services. Family owned and operated since 1927, Bainbridge Memorial Works is open year-round at 92 North Main Street in Bainbridge. Call 967-3986 or visit BainbridgeMemorialWorks.com. Bainbridge Memorial Works. Our guarantee lasts a lifetime.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
And welcome back. National anthem in the books here and a great crowd on hand at Johnson City High School for this Section 4 Class D football championship game. A big thank you to Butler Auto Sales. They are our pregame show sponsor, have been for a long time. And Butler is proud to support local high school sports, and they will be back on with us for basketball season as well, which is right around the corner. Both teams are out at midfield now with the captains for the coin toss. Delhi is in the white uniforms, the white tops tonight, the white helmets with the maroon trim and the gray pants. The helmet pretty much looks like a Penn State type of helmet, but with a maroon strip instead of the navy blue. Tioga, if you know the Michigan Wolverines, very similar uniform. They have the navy blue tops, the gold trim, and that Michigan Wolverines looking helmet. Tioga Tigers, one of my favorite uniforms. I say it every year in Section 4 Class D football. So they always look sharp, don't you think? Kind of the old Oneonta type uniforms.
I love them. And we were on doing Bainbridge, who have similar styled helmets, but just white instead of the gold. And as you said, the old Oneonta style, it's the style that I wish that I had when I played, but they did change it. But I love them. I really do. And They look really good.
So we are set to go here in the Section 4 Class D Football Championship game, again live from Johnson City. A big thank you as well if you're listening on WCDOsports.com. Our web stream is brought to you by SFCU. We also record all of these games and put them back up on WCDOsports.com on our game audio archive. Should have that all up to date and completed next week. I can listen to any of these games that we did this fall for football or for soccer. Again, all brought to you by SFCU. It's a free download. So Delhi will be kicking off here to start the contest. Tioga will be back to receive. And this Delhi defense going to try to make a statement here on the first drive of the night. Could they get a stop, and what would that do for their momentum? We will see. All right, so Delhi doing the kicking duties here. Rocco Schnabel will be kicking it deep, and we'll be seeing him on the hardwood in a couple of weeks. And here is the short kick, and Tioga will field it at the 40 and put a knee down there, and so that's where they will start going left to right on your radio dial, as a nice job there to scoop up that ball, make sure it didn't bounce anywhere.
Very nice idea there by Delhi. What they did was they kicked a line drive right at one of the front guys for the Tioga kick return team, hoping it got a deflection. It was a great line drive. The guy just moved out of the way just in time for Tioga to be able to recover. But I like the aggressive play from Delhi. That's kind of the thing you're going to have to do when you're playing against Tioga.
So here is Caden Bellis, the very talented quarterback under center, wants to hand it off. They go to McCumber up the middle, and Drew McCumber is brought down after a gain of about 2 yards on the play. And this is going to be a game that will be won in the trenches, I feel, here tonight. One of the Delhi linemen actually lost a shoe on that play. Running off to the side is Aiden Anderson, and checking in will be Cameron Thompson here while he's able to go back off and get a shoe. Don't know how that happened. He just looked over to the sprinting off as his shoe came flying off. So this is down at about 8, maybe 7 to go here for Tioga. Again, going right to left. And they're in the I formation here. No wide receivers split out. They go back to McCumber on the far side. He's brought down after a gain of about 1 on the play here. Delhi with another good tackle. Coming up to make that play was Tristan Bardo. Actually, no, excuse me. That was Ian Johnson coming up and Adam Cook to make the tackle. And so this will be a third down and about 5 to go here for the Tioga Tigers, who, again, are looking very run-heavy to start this drive, and the Delhi fans coming alive here on this key early third down. One wide receiver split to the left, one to the right for Tioga. Again, going left to right, crowd on their feet, and in a shotgun stance here for Tioga. And we got a flag on the play. And
false start on Tioga.
Yeah, false start here against the Tigers. So a good stop here by Delhi. This will back Tioga up, going to be third down and 10.
The wing there just got leaning a little bit forward before the snap started there for Tioga. So big situation here for Delhi. You got them third and down and long, and this is exactly what you asked for if you're Delhi to start this game.
So the play coming in from the sideline, again, for Caden Bellis, the senior who has been so strong in a long line of generals out there, I would call them quarterbacks, here over the last few years for this Tioga Tigers team. And dropping back to pass, they're bringing the rush. They throw it over the middle. It's complete to Duncanson, and he's going to pick up the first down and more across the JC logo to the 45 into Delhi territory. And Delhi brought the house there, and Tioga makes them pay.
And it was a perfect play call, because when you bring the house but you set up a screen pass, which is what Tioga did, screen pass, the lineman makes a quick block and then lets them all go. The line has a free shot at the quarterback, but the back ducks in behind. That's exactly what they did, and he had nothing but green space in front of him. So great play call that time by Tioga.
That's what makes Tioga so tough, the great play calls and the great execution. 9:45 to go, first quarter. We're scoreless here in the Class D Section 4 championship game. Bellis hands off back to McCumber up the middle, and he's tripped up there by Sam Davis, who comes up off the bottom of the pile real fired up. And it's going to be second down and about 9 to go. So, again, Sky, Delhi had them right where they wanted them, and Tioga escaped.
Yeah, it was a tough spot to be in. As you said, great play calling by Tioga. They've been here a couple of times, I think we mentioned. great play call setting up that screen there. They must have had a feeling that Delhi was going to bring the pressure, and that's the best way to beat it right there.
Second down and about 9 to go. And here is Bellis back under center. The line is set. They'll hand it off to Duncanson up the middle, slashing and gashing his way across the 30 to the 29, finally brought down by two Delhi tacklers, including Davis. And Usmane Dunkinson, a senior running back, he is tough. He's been one of those guys you feel like he's been around forever. And a lot of these guys, we say it every year, they're not only great football players, they're great wrestlers. And so they just have that shiftiness. And when somebody's trying to wrap up their legs, they're just used to being able to escape. So a first down and 10 for Tioga. Deep in Delhi territory at the 29, and they're marching. Two wide receivers split to the left and nobody on the right. They'll hand it off again to Dunkinson, diving forward to the 23-yard line. It's going to be a third down and short coming up. Actually, second down and short coming up here for the Tigers as they are knocking on the door of the red zone.
And, you know, we've talked about a couple of times you've had conversations with different coaches about different strategies trying to beat this Delhi team, such as they basically ran no plays in a quarter or whatever it was. And it's tough, but Delhi right now looks good to start this game.
Here we go on a second down and about four to go. They go back to Maycumber, and he drives forward. He's brought down at the 15 there by Angelo Kristen, but it's going to be good for a first down. Delhi with some very nice tackling on this drive. It's just that a couple of big plays here for Tioga has set the tone.
That screen pass that got him the first down on the third and 10 was huge for a momentum change. So if Delhi had stopped them on that, you know, probably sets up a punt, and that's a great way to start the game. But now Tioga's got a little bit more of a rhythm, picking up about 5 yards of play. But Delhi has been right there.
7.5 to go here in the first quarter. We're scoreless between the Tigers and the Bulldogs of Delhi. And Tioga is marching. A little end around. Kristen was right there to read it, but instead Tioga able to get forward to the 10 and then knocked out of bounds. Tackle there by Tanner Brocky, but not before Valentino Rossi was able to get to the edge. And so that's going to be second down and about three or four to go here for Tioga. You know, Delhi, again, making some nice tackles, but not able to get the stops that they truly need here as Tioga continues to march down.
That play right there, they had a Delhi guy to get him in the backfield, but the guy just got around and pick up nine.
Second down and about three to go here for the Tigers. And they're going to hand it off to Maycumber on the far side, and he'll dive forward to about the five-yard line, and he's brought down there. And going to be very close to a first down. He needed to get right into that range to see, and yeah, he's going to pick up the first. So 7:15 to go in this first quarter, and we're scoreless between Delhi and Tioga, but the Tigers have it inside the Delhi five-yard line. Tioga taking their time, very methodical. If you watch a lot of Walton football in our area, especially back in the day, the line reminds me a lot of that old-school Walton style, coming set and being ready. They're going to hand off up the middle, and this is going to go in for six. We do have a flag maybe on that far side. No, I don't see any. So six on the board for the Tioga Tigers as Maycumber runs it in from five out. And what you see there, Sky, in terms of, boy, just some good blocking on that left side.
Great blocking and a nice cut by the back to go back to the left where the hole opened up. Very nice job there by him of seeing the whole field. Sometimes when the play is called, the hole isn't exactly where you think it's going to be, but great job reading it and putting it in the end zone.
Extra point is up and plenty of leg. It is good. So a 7-0 lead here for Tioga. With 6:50 to go in this first quarter, Delhi will get the ball when we come back on WCDO.
Curtis Lumber, your local full-service home center and lumber yard, has just what you're looking for. Builders, contractors, and do-it-yourselfers rely on Curtis Lumber for expert advice and premium brands priced right, including Anderson Windows, Owens Corning Roofing, and DeWalt Tools. Plus, Curtis Lumber offers daily delivery service. Stop in and see the friendly pros at Curtis Lumber on Main Street in Sydney and Hale Street in Norwich for all your project needs.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
And welcome back. Tioga with an early 7-0 lead here about midway through this first quarter over Delhi, the Section 4 Class D football championship game today here on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Our web stream brought to you by SFCU as we are live under the lights here tonight as the sun continues to set at Johnson City High School. So Tioga will kick off. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Skylar Thompson here. The Bulldogs will get the ball for the first time tonight at the 20. Fielded here by Brocky. Turns it up to the 30-35 before he runs out of bounds. And good field position here for Delhi to get things started. And so this is a big opportunity now for the Delhi defense, or the offense, I should say. This, you know, if this is going to turn into a shootout, you're going to be need to able to match them touchdown for touchdown. That's tough for a lot of teams. The defense, I thought, played well, but again, Tioga just so crisp on the execution.
As we said, they got him in a third and long on the first set of downs right there, third down and 10. Pick up a big first down from there, was just the 5 to 10 yards per play. But if you're Delhi, that's not a bad start. It took 5.5 minutes for them to score, and now we get the ball back with decent field position.
Here's Chuck Haight wanting to throw deep on first down, throws it up, and this is picked off by Delhi at the 30-yard line. The Tigers have it there. The Bulldogs tried to go long. They threw it into double coverage towards Brocky, and the Tigers make them pay as picking it off on the far side of the field there was Evan Sickler. Not what you wanted there for the Bulldogs. I like the aggressive play call, but Tioga not fooled, and they bring down the INT. So 6.5 to go in this first quarter, a 7-0 lead for Tioga, and they're going to get the ball back, and the Delhi defense will have to go back to work as one play, one interception. 32-yard line. Boy, Sky, if they take another good chunk of change off of this clock, you could see Delhi only having one play on offense in the first quarter, possibly. Tioga will hand it off to Maycumber on the far side, dragging tacklers forward out to the 38-yard line and picks up about 7 yards on the play. And I was thinking earlier today as well as we prepared for this game, Sky, how many good teams we've had over the years. This Delhi team is very good. And oftentimes I've heard Tioga fans and Tioga coaches say, you know, one of the harder games we had was the Section 4 championship game. How many teams have we seen over the years that just couldn't get past this sectional game? And if they had, what could they have done at the state level, you know? So here is Tioga wanting to hand it off on a second down and short to Maycumber, and he's going to get to the outside and maybe get the first down at the 42. Going to be very close.
Yeah, I remember a couple years ago that COVID season with Alex Haight.
Yes, Alex Haight.
That Delhi team, I don't think they played Tioga, did they?
They didn't.
That would have been a game I would have loved to have seen because that Delhi team was very good.
They could run and they could throw it all over the field. They went undefeated in the COVID season of football and basketball. But again, you were kind of at that point just making your own schedule. There were no playoffs. There were no states. And some schools were playing sports. Some weren't. It was a very strange time. That would have been fun to see. Tioga throwing it deep here on first down. They've got a receiver, and he's going to be into the back of the end zone, burning the defense. A 60-yard touchdown pass here for Tioga. The fans are going crazy. Evan Sickler does it again. He got the interception, and then he catches that deep bomb, and it's 13-0 for Tioga.
Beautifully thrown ball by the quarterback. They showed a little run there. Faking on a little play-action pass, drop back, and we were talking before the game. I was watching the quarterback for Tioga and how nice of a ball he threw it. He showed it right there, put it right where his receiver wanted it, catch it right in stride, didn't have to slow down or anything, and could walk right into the end zone.
Caden Bellis with that throw, and there was a heat-seeking missile coming for him to sack him on the backside, and he stood in the pocket and delivered that ball. Extra point is good from Gavin Fisher. And look at this, folks. Tioga 14, Delhi nothing. 5:15 to go first quarter. We'll be back here on WCDO.
Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla is accepting new customers. A visit to the pharmacy shouldn't be a hassle, and it shouldn't take an hour to wait for your prescription. That's why so many people in the Tri-Town area have already switched to Brown's Pharmacy. This is Patrice, and I'm proud to say that our knowledgeable staff is efficient, helpful, and patient-friendly. You're not just another insurance card to us. We are happy to consult with you and answer your questions. So make the switch to Brown's Pharmacy, Main Street in Unadilla. For more information, call us at 369-2131.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back to the Section 4 Class D football championship game. Tioga now leading Delhi 14-0 with 5:15 to go in the first quarter. And Delhi getting the ball back for the second time tonight. They've only had one play on offense here in the first quarter, and they threw an interception. And it was a 5-yard touchdown run for the first TD for the Tigers, and then a 60-yard bomb on that last play. And so a 14-0 lead. Delhi will get it deep, starting from their own 10. Here's the return out to the 20 and out to the 22-yard line here for Delaware Academy, Ian Johnson on the return. And now a lot of pressure on this Bulldogs offense. with 5:08 to go in the first quarter, can they get something going against this very good Tioga team?
And, you know, you got to think to yourself, yeah, it's 14-0 right now, but there's still 5:08 left in the first quarter. We still got a lot of game left to go. Didn't exactly start offensively the way we wanted. You can't switch, you know, right back. We could be in one play and they score. You never know. So don't get down on yourself too much. Stay with it. Our defense has been fine. You know, the big play there that just happened. But for the most part, we've been fine. Stay with your game plan. Don't panic. And, well, they're changing the I've never seen that.
They went all the way up and pretty much got almost set on the line, then came back to the huddle. Now they're going to have to hustle because there's only five on the play clock here. They get set, and here's the snap. They're going to hand off a little run from right to left and up the middle to the 30-yard line here for Tanner Brocky.
Here I am saying don't change the game plan. They line up at the line of scrimmage and then re-huddle back up.
Well, you have to figure, you know, if you're down 14-0 now, if you're Delhi, it's going to be very hard not to hit the panic button against Tioga. So how do you take that deep breath and not freak out too much right now?
I think it goes back to just having the confidence in what you did, you know, or what you prepared for. You know, the interception obviously is not something that we planned for, but it's still early enough in the game to where you don't have to worry too much.
Here's a pitch on 2nd and 2. They go to the outside, driving forward. Here is Noah Dungan, and he might be short of the first down. Nope, they got it. So he lunged forward and gets it. So here's Delhi going right to left. They'll get a first down at their own 33-yard line. So 4:25 to go in the first quarter. It's Tioga 14 and Delhi nothing. Nate Lull, Sky Thompson with you here tonight. Jim Tomeo is our producer. He's back in our Sydney studios on Main Street. Glad to have Jim along. He has been phenomenal this season and looking forward to basketball with him as well in a couple of weeks. But some unfinished business here with football first. Delhi on a 1st and 10. They try to run to the outside. Some trickery in the backfield, but Tioga is not fooled. And nowhere to go, therefore, Adam Cook. He's brought down by the Tigers, who were rushing through. About a one-yard loss, I would say, on the play. So 2nd down and 11 coming up for Delhi with 3:45 to go in this first quarter. Busy weekend coming up. You have states for a variety of sports, including the Delhi girls cross-country team. They are up at VVS in Section 3, the combined Delhi and SK team, having a good chance tomorrow to perhaps win a state title. A pass here on 2nd down and 11 is incomplete. Haight tried to throw a bullet to the far side for Noah Dungan, threw his hands and incomplete. So this is going to be 3rd and 11 for the Bulldogs with 3:25 to go in this first quarter and a 14-0 ball game of Delhi. You mentioned it earlier, Sky, but look at the numbers here for Tioga, and I realize that some of these guys might be from some of their younger teams that have come up for the sectional run, but they just always have such good numbers for Tioga football. In a time where we have so many teams combining for things, it's nice to see Tioga with such great numbers. Here is Haight. Drops back to throw on the right wing side, avoids the rush, now throws a bullet back across the field. It's incomplete. On 3rd down as the pressure was coming and he had nowhere to go. And so this will be a 4th down coming up. And I'm assuming that the Bulldogs, with this field position standing on their own 30, might punt this away. 3:19 to go here first quarter, and Tioga leads 14-0.
And, you know, you mentioned the numbers, but when you have numbers like that, as well as the talent that they have year in and year out, as you talked about, 9 out of 10 years they've won the sectional championship since you started, you know, you've got to put in that time and get better and perform to get time on the field, which is why you get the type of performance that you get year in and year out from a team like this.
Here's a punt for the Bulldogs, and they'll let this roll. Takes a good DA bounce, and will roll all the way down to the 22-yard line. And so Tioga will take over on their own 22. So the navy blue and gold going left to right, a 14-0 lead. Their defense has been impressive. Delhi really hasn't been able to find a rhythm on offense so far. Well, 3:08 to go in this first quarter. Stay tuned in just a little bit. We'll have our Marabito Energy Product halftime report coming up after the second quarter. And we'll catch you up on the first half stats and talk about other games that are going on tomorrow. A full slate of high school football. If you are a big football fan, tomorrow is the day to maybe come down here to the Binghamton area, drive around, and catch some great games. So here is Tioga again, starting on their own 22-yard line. Man in motion from left to right. They'll hand off and go to Duncanson on the left side. He's got some room. Duncanson turns on the jets to the 50, to the 40, to the 30, and he is gone for the house. About a 68-yard touchdown run for the Tigers, almost untouched on the left wing side with 2:55 to go in this first quarter, and Tioga is rolling. It's 20-0. Absolutely unbelievable there, Sky, and he turned on the jets at about his own 40 and just left a trail of dust behind him.
Tioga brought a guy in motion from left to right, and they set up a nice little counter back with the back. And as you said, he pretty much went untouched, which is credit to the line, of course, to open up that hole, but very nicely designed play. And he really did turn on the jets, too. He got moving.
Here is the extra point attempt. This one is up and good. And Tioga always seems to have good kickers as well. In my time doing this, they always have someone who can put a leg on the ball. It's 21-0 here for Tioga over Delhi with 2:55 to go in the first quarter in the Section 4 Class D Football Championship game. We'll be back on WCDO.
Did you know Sidney Tire is a full-service, one-stop car care center? For wheel alignments, exhaust systems, brake work, front-end repair, oil changes, New York State inspections, as well as expert tire service, Sidney Tire does it all. So join your neighbors and friends and become a satisfied customer for all of your auto service and tire needs at Sidney Tire, Route 7, 1 mile east of Sidney toward Unadilla. Stop in today or call 563-2828 for Sidney Tire and Auto Service Center.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 25th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. DNBD meets all your financial needs. Check out our internet banking services at dnbd.bank. DNBD, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
And here's the kickoff for Tioga. This one rolls all the way back into the Delhi end zone for a touchback with 2:56 to go in this first quarter. What a start for the Tioga Tigers, leading Delhi 21-0. Again, 2:56 to go in this first quarter, and you couldn't script it better for Tioga. A little bit of adversity on that first drive. They got in a third and long. They were able to convert. But since then, an interception helped them out, a long pass play, a long run play for touchdowns. I mean, they're just showing that they can do it so many different ways.
Yeah, and they haven't really shown, except for the first couple plays, they haven't really shown any weaknesses, if you will. I mean, all across the field.
Here is Delhi dropping back. Here is Davis to the outside, cutting to the inside. He's brought down at the 25 on the left wing. Nice run there by Sam Davis for Delhi. With 2:45 to go in this first quarter, 21-0. Tioga on top of Delhi here at Johnson City. And Delhi just needs to find some rhythm. They really have kind of dug themselves an early hole here. I don't know if that changed any play calling or anything, but if they could settle in and cut into this lead before halftime, still, a lot, as you said earlier, Scott, a lot of ball game left. So 2:20 to go first quarter. This is going to be a second down and five for the Bulldogs. They go right back to Davis, and he gets out to the 30 before he's tackled there. And going to be very close to a first down here for the Bulldogs. Yeah, he got it. So a nice play there for Sam Davis, who, again, was injured the first time they played and I think could make a big difference here tonight. And so this will be a first down and 10 coming up for the Delhi Bulldogs going right to left at their own 31-yard line. And so the Bulldogs getting set, one wide receiver to the left, empty on the right side, and one running back to the right side. They try to do a little sweep around from right to left, and Tioga not fooled. Brocky had nowhere to go. And they've done a good job on Brocky, who was just named one of our local TV station's Athlete of the Week. So far, he's been wrapped up by this Tioga defense.
Yeah, Delhi tried to do a fake sweep out to the right, and then he spun back around and handed off on the inside on a little counter coming back. But I don't know if the Delhi line missed a guy, but the guy who made the tackle was standing right in the hole unblocked. So either Delhi's line didn't get something or Tioga's defense just right place, right time. But they're looking impressive right now.
Second down and 9 to go for the Bulldogs. Snap is high. Haight pulls it down, drops back in the pocket. He's flushed out and has to throw it away. Had nowhere to go. Delhi wanted intentional grounding. We do have a late flag. Boy, that was about 5 seconds late here. With exactly a minute to go in the first quarter, it's 21-0 for Tioga. Haight was going to get sacked and kind of threw it towards the Tioga sideline. We'll see what the call is here.
So that's going to be intentional grounding right there. Loss of down and yardage as well.
Yeah, tough. You admire Haight trying to get rid of that ball at the last second, but it looks like it will be a penalty against Delhi.
So the key to remember on the intentional groundings is you can't just be outside of the pocket, which is the tackle to the tackle. You can't just be outside of that and throw the ball out of bounds. It has to get back to the line of scrimmage, which that pass did not. It clearly did not. And that's what happened. So it's from the spot of the foul, and you can see now, Nate, it's a third and about 20-something yards.
Yeah, this has got to be third and 25-ish, right in that range. And so Delhi now really backed up deep, and Haight is standing with his heels on his own 11-yard line going right to left. Two wide receivers split out, and one to each side. They go back to Davis, and he's able to pick up a couple of yards, and this will give them just some real estate and breathing room to punt this ball away. With 47 seconds to go, and the clock still moving here in this first quarter. And so Tioga has come out swinging here in this first quarter, and they lead 21-0. 35 seconds to go here, and Delhi will tick this one down, 20 on the play clock and 30 on the game clock here as it counts down. And so Angelo Kristen will be doing the punting duties, barring any trick play here. And so Kristen now standing at his own 15-yard line, and he'll get a good boot on this, and Tioga will receive at their own 40. They make a play back up to the 50 here. Nice move. Right to midfield with 3 seconds left. And the Tigers can get one more play here in this first quarter. And so the Tioga offense will come out. And, again, they've been rolling here tonight. That first long, methodical drive to score and then a long pass play and a long run play have really shown that they can get it done in a variety of ways. And so a first and 10 for Tioga. They're technically in Delhi territory at the 49-yard line. 3.6 seconds left here in this first quarter. And so Tioga hustling up to the line. And Bellis is under center. Gets the snap, wants to hand one off, and they go to Duncanson, and he is just wrapped up after a gain of about 6. Davis holding on to his ankle. And that'll do it. End of the first quarter in the Section 4 Class D football championship game. It's Tioga 21 and Delhi nothing. We'll be right back on WCDO.
The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's are proud supporters of high school sports on WCDO. And McDonald's is hiring for all shifts. The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's offer flexible hours and will work around school schedule. Apply online at mcstate.com and select the Sydney or Norwich McDonald's. Or stop in and ask for an application from one of our managers. McDonald's of Sydney and Norwich is an equal opportunity employer.
DTC, Delhi Telephone Company, is a proud supporter of high school sports on WCDO. We wish our local teams great success this season, and we remind moms and dads that DTC offers dedicated high-speed internet service to many towns in Delaware County and is continuing to expand our services throughout the county. DTC also provides quality digital cable TV programming, reliable phone service, and home security systems. For more information on DTC high-speed fiber optic internet and our other services, visit DelhiTel.com or call 746-1500.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Hey, welcome back. Start of the second quarter, Tioga football leads Delhi 21-0 in the Section 4 Class D title game here. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Sky Thompson. We switch ends of the field. Here is a QB keeper on the first play of the second quarter. Bellis to the 30, 25-20, still on his feet before finally being dragged down at the 12-yard line, shedding tacklers there for the Tioga Tigers. Another great run here for Tioga.
Yeah, they faked the ball up the middle, which is a play that they've been running with success the last little bit here, and quarterback pulls it and keeps himself around the outside, puts his shoulder down and breaks a tackle, and then picks up another 5 to 10 yards, and they're looking good right now, Nate.
Bellis going right to left here with this Tioga offense to start the second quarter. One wide receiver to the right, one to the left. Dropping back, they'll try to run it up the middle, very down to the 2-yard line, Gianni Silvestri, another one of those great wrestlers, is brought down at about the two-yard line. Boy, you just go up and down this list, and I'm telling you, Sky, come wintertime, you'll see a lot of these guys heading to the state tournament for wrestling as well. Very, very dominant program in Section 4. And so now this is going to be a first and goal for Tioga. Again, switching ends of the field as they go right to left. They need about two more yards to punch it in. Bellis is in the shotgun, waiting for the snap. There it is. Bellis on a QB keep, and he is in. Touchdown for Tioga to make it 27-0. Just 11 minutes to go here in the second quarter, just a minute in to the second frame. And so Bellis on the QB keeper there to start the second quarter. Bellis also a very talented wrestler here as he comes in listed at 5'11", 170. He'll be a tough guy to bring down probably in that weight category come wintertime. Here's the extra point. This one is no good. Went wide to the left, sailed it a little bit. So one of the rare mistakes and first mistakes of the night we've seen for Tioga. So they lead 27-0 with 11:08 to go in the second quarter here in the sectional championship game over Delhi. We'll be back on WCDO.
With cooler weather on the way, now is the time to think about getting your furnace and those air ducts cleaned for this year's heating season. Hi, this is Kirk Gardner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, and I wanted to take a moment to remind you about basic maintenance of your heating system at home. It is important to do this annually to prevent expensive repairs later on during the winter months. For all your heating, air duct cleaning, plumbing, and electrical work, give me a call at 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
Where you bank matters, and Visions Federal Credit Union is proof. When you join the Visions family, you fuel a mission of community service that builds a better place to live, work, and play for all of us. What do you get in return? The strength of a $5.6 billion credit union that has your back and exists to support your financial well-being. Find out how Where You Bank can help you and your community today. Visit visionsfcu.org/cares. Federally insured by NCUA.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. Tioga, a 27-0 lead over Delhi with 11 minutes to go in the second quarter. A short run back here for the Bulldogs out to about the 15-yard line. And so that's where the Bulldogs in the white uniforms tonight with the maroon trim and the gray pants will start here in the second quarter for the first time. Ball on the 22-yard line. Delhi program, a fantastic year coming in at 9-1. They've been very, very solid under head coach Phil Newman after he took over back in 2018. That 2020 team, probably one of the best I've seen in terms of offense, defense, being able to throw it all over the place. But unfortunately, COVID kind of took away a traditional season from those guys in their senior year. A run by Davis across the 20 out to the 21-yard line here for the Bulldogs. And Davis has been playing strong, but they have not just been able to get down the field as we've seen them do a majority of the season.
Now, you've covered a lot of teams, obviously, in your 10 years and stuff, and, you know, you've seen some really good football teams, and you mentioned Tioga has won 9 out of 10, but, you know, that's just a credit to them even more so than the other teams in the area, because there's been some very good Walton teams, some very good Delhi teams, as you've mentioned. It's just kudos to Tioga and what they've done here more so.
Brocky has nowhere to go on an end around, and he is brought down. And so this is going to bring up a third down and 9 to go here for the Delhi Bulldogs. Yeah, because let's see, I started the job 2014. Sydney won in 2016. We can't count the year for COVID.
Right.
But besides that, it has been all Tioga, because the only time I have gone to states for football, you know, we cover all the sports here at CDO, is in 2016 when Sydney won the regional over Onondaga on the hook and ladder, which was amazing, and then they lost to Maple Grove in the Class D semifinals that year. Besides that, it's been all Tioga. Here is Haight trying to throw long on a third down, hits his receiver, but it goes through his hands, bounces off his chest, and is incomplete, and that's the type of night it has been for the Delhi Bulldogs. They just cannot catch a break, and that's a tough one. With 9.5 to go in the second quarter, it is Tioga 27, Delhi nothing, and a third down and long coming up here for the Bulldogs, about a third and 9 from their own 18-yard line.
That was a great job by Haight getting outside the pocket, throwing it back. He threw it right where he wanted to. Just, as you said, unfortunately, one of those types of nights so far for Delhi.
Some of my favorite games, and even some great games before I got back to the area. Boy, Unitigo and Tioga used to just go toe-to-toe in deep in the sectional tournament. Those were always some great games for our local fans. Here's Angelo Kristen. It actually was fourth down, excuse me. So Kristen's punt rolls out to about the Tioga 45. That's where the Tigers will take over. I thought that was fourth down, but the chain gang never changed it. So a punt there for Kristen, and Tioga will get the ball back here with 9:20 to go in the second quarter. Tioga leads 27-0. I really enjoyed some of those early teams for Unitigo. Josh Firebend throwing it all over the place to Tanner Winchester and Ryan Marzell, and Nate Wilsey was on those teams. Just a lot of fun to watch in those early years. There was a sectional final where I think Tioga won like 80-63.
Wow.
I mean, it was really wild. And I think both sides broke multiple records for passing yards, you know, yards in a game. Really one of the most special games in recent history. Here's a throw for Tioga. Single coverage down the left side as they tried to throw it deep looking for Shea Bailey. Incomplete and good coverage by Delhi back there, and coming over from his safety position looked like Adam Cook in good coverage. And that's rare. You don't see Tioga throw deep that much. They did earlier tonight, and it paid off. I think they kind of, you know, lack of a better word, but they lull you to sleep a little bit.
Well, it's that Walton idea. Like you
yes.
said, you just keep getting – it's the ground and pound, and we're going to keep beating you up, pick up the 4 or 5, and if not more, yards of play. And it just gets really hard to stop that.
And here is a handoff to McCumber. Breaks a couple of tackles. He's into the second level, across the 40 to the 35. A first down and about 10 extra yards there for the Tigers as he just gashed up the middle of that defense.
And they play such a clean style of football, and by that I mean you're not going to see a lot of penalty flags thrown. So when you do your ground and pound, and the idea is picking up anywhere from 3 to 6 yards of play, if you don't have a holding that brings us back 10 yards, we're setting ourselves up in great position.
8:50 to go, second quarter. Tioga on the march again at the Delhi 35 as the navy blue and gold go right to left. Here's McCumber, a stiff arm to the outside, gets back to the line of scrimmage, and maybe picks up a yard on the play. Good job by the Delhi defense to push him back in the wrong direction. Sam Davis was in there. Cook was in there, as well as Dorian Brisbane on the tackle. And so this will be second down. Actually, he got a few more than I expected. Second down and about 8 to go here when it looked like it was going to be a loss of 5 or so.
He did a great job of putting his hand on the ground to keep his balance up and then just more or less dove forward. Delhi, once again, was right there, but just a great play by the Tioga offense.
Second down and 8 for the Tigers. They're at the Delhi 35. A handoff to McCumber up the middle, pushes the pile forward to the 30. And so this will be a third down and manageable, about a 3rd and 5 for the Tigers coming up as that clock ticks down to 7:55 to go in the first half. 27-0 lead here for the Tigers over Delhi, live from Johnson City tonight. And so the Tigers getting set here at the line. Can Delhi come up with a stop here? What would that do for their confidence and their momentum? Still too much football game left here. They need to try to find some momentum on their side. 3rd down and 5. They go right back to McCumber, driving the pile forward, very close to a first down, to the 25, maybe the 24. Let's see what the spot is here.
He's got it.
Just got enough and moved the chains here again for with 7:15 to go in the second quarter. Again, a big weekend ahead. Boys soccer, girls soccer. It's the state Final Four weekend. A couple of teams from down here in the Binghamton area, Shenango Forks boys, Seton Catholic boys, are both in the Final Four this weekend for boys soccer. Here's Bellis to the outside, avoids a tackle, throws over the middle. It's complete. Good for about 5 yards. Down to about the 21-yard line as Jonah Lamb was on the receiving end of that pass. And hard to believe, Sky, basketball right around the corner for a lot of these teams.
That's always the thing that I was, you know, curious on is for these athletes that play, well, let's take Tioga, you know, they got some really good wrestlers. you know, every year they're playing football right up till wrestling starts, if not into a little bit of your wrestling season. You never get a break at all.
I mean, now the state championship for football is like the first weekend of December. I mean, it goes a long, long way. Here's a pitch to the outside from McCumber on the left side. He tripped up. Still on his feet, though. Broke a tackle to the 15. Drags his way down to the 10. Looks like he was dead in the backfield, but piles his way forward down to the 10-yard line. What a run there.
He was tackled but landed on top of the tackler, so he was never down and then just kept going. Smart play, but we do have a flag down on the play. I'm curious what this one is.
Yeah, we'll see what the flag is for. I'm sure the Tioga must have this down to a science, right? With I know some schools in the past have said, okay, we're going to practice, you know, whatever, half an hour of basketball or wrestling practice, and you do your normal football practice too. I think every school handles it differently. I think there's different rules from the state. But, yeah, you're doing double duty for a little bit in terms of maybe you do some sort of walkthrough for your basketball plays or you get into the weight room or something like that. But, yeah, they're doing double duty for the next few weeks if a team moves on. 5:45 to go in the second quarter. Going to be a second down and 10, a run to the outside for Duncanson. And he is brought down at the 22-yard line. Did we see what that flag was for there, Scott?
It was a block in the back on Tioga.
So that nice run did come back, but Duncanson carves it up and gets a couple of more yards. So a third and 6 here for Tioga. And I'm wondering, Sky, if they get stuck short here, 4-down territory, we've seen the kicker, Gavin Fisher, a nice leg. Would they attempt a long field goal here? We would see. Doesn't happen very often in Class D football, but you never know.
Well, we see Fisher right here getting his legs ready, so I'm thinking maybe we'll see it.
Here is the snap. Unless they can pick up the first down, Bellis cuts to the inside, and he is tackled at about the 25-yard line. And again, going to be very close, depending on the spot. And now it's, yeah, fourth down and about a yard to go. So I'm assuming they're just going to try to punch it forward here. This Tioga line, great size on the line as well. When you look down at some of the linemen, 6'4", 6'2", 6'2", 6 foot, 6'3", and you're looking at 240, 245, 278, 256, 255. They got some guys up front. And here is the snap on fourth down and 1. They get it to McCumber to the outside, and he's got it. Brought down by Angelo Christen, but not before he can get to the 10-yard line. So another nice fourth down conversion there for the Tigers with 4:15 to go in the first half, and Tioga leading 27-0.
When you interviewed the Tioga coach on your Nate Wall podcast, was there any insight into anything that you got that kind of surprised you or just wowed you about what they do or anything like that?
I was just so impressed, and maybe we can talk more about it at halftime, with his attention to detail.
Mm-hmm.
That was one thing that I really came away with. Yeah, maybe we can talk more at halftime and get into details. As here's a handoff to McCumber on the outside, breaks a tackle here on first and 10. And he's in. Wow, he broke another tackle at the 2 when I thought he was going down. Put 6 points on the board for the Tigers with 3:38 to go in this second quarter. And just, boy, again, attention to detail. And how many times in practice have they told their guys, keep your legs moving, keep your legs moving. It pays off there with another touchdown, this time by Drew McCumber, his second of the night. So McCumber about a 10-yard TD run there, makes it 33-0. Here's the extra point attempt for Fisher. This one is true, and it's up and good. 34-0. Tioga on top of Delhi here in the Section 4 Class D football championship game, live from Johnson City. We'll be back on WCDO.
Protect what matters most. Preferred Mutual Insurance Company is committed to delivering superior insurance products and unsurpassed customer service. We offer property and casualty insurance products to meet the personal and business needs of our customers through independent agents in our communities. Preferred Mutual has been proudly serving our agents and policyholders since 1896. Visit us online at preferredmutual.com. Preferred Mutual is a proud supporter of student athletes in our community.
At NBT Bank, we're focused on what matters, and it's earned us a spot as one of Forbes' world's best banks. We ranked high in overall satisfaction, along with customer service, reliability, and digital banking tools. So whether you need personal or business solutions, financial advice, or the latest mobile banking technology, you can be sure with NBT, you don't just have a great team, you have one of the best. Visit nbtbank.com to learn more. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
Hey, welcome back. Here's the kickoff for Tioga. Delhi running it back out to about the 18-yard line here before a swarm of Tigers right there to bring down the ball carrier. And that's where Delhi will start over here, down 34-0 with 3.5 to go in the second quarter.
Could you say a pack of Tigers?
Or? Yeah, I don't know. What is a Tiger?
Well, it's a type of cat.
I know, but like, what is it? Is it a pack? Is it a clan? I don't even know.
I don't think I've
it's
ever.
It's not a swarm, but
is it a herd?
A herd? We're gonna have to ask Dr. Google there and see what he said. I don't know. It's one. There's all those weird words.
I know it's not a swarm.
Yeah, definitely not a swarm. As here's a run for Davis to the outside, but he's brought down by the Tigers. They were swarming out in there as Garrett Godfrey got to the outside and brought him down.
You know, I will say an underrated part of football that sometimes gets overlooked is special teams, whether it's the kicking or the coverage teams that you guys have. And Tioga, this is two possessions in a row, technically three if you count the touchback, where it's been at the 20-yard line or inside to start, and that's very tough for whoever you're playing. It gives that much longer of a field to go to drive down and score.
That's a great observation, because that's another point of where they just do everything right. And people say, why are they so good? They're good in all aspects of the game. Great complementary football. A pass to the outside for Brocky, and it is complete, but he gets out to about the 25. And I tell you, Tioga has been all over him tonight to make sure he cannot make plays. He looks a little ginger to me. Looks like he's limping a little bit because he's had two or three guys getting after him on every play.
Yeah, he has, and they know that he's a good athlete. As you mentioned, you know, he got awarded and recognized and all that kind of stuff. But back to what Tioga does, I mean, we've seen a lot of teams kick it short. Well, going 60, 55 yards compared to 80 or 80-plus, I mean, that's hard.
Yeah, pick up an extra chunk of yardage there to give your defense some more room. And here's Haight being chased back in the wrong direction again, unloads the ball. They're going to say it's incomplete. I think he just got it back, as we were talking before, to the area it needed to be. But, boy, he had two or three Tigers chasing after him there.
That time he got lucky that he had a receiver number 24 in the area. I don't know if he tried to get it to him, but he was in the area, so it counts. But Tioga got back there in a hurry.
What is a pack of Tigers called?
Oh, we really are.
Oh, we have to look this up. A streak? A streak of Tigers. See, I knew it was going to be some weird word.
A streak.
An ambush or a streak of Tigers? We're going to look that up more. And this looks like we're going to have a flag on Delhi here. They trail 34-0 with 2:05 to go in the second quarter. And a false start here against the Bulldogs, I would say.
Huh.
There aren't any widely accepted collective nouns to refer to a group of tigers, because tigers are solitary animals that don't form groups. Some creative individuals have suggested that these possible collective nouns for a group of tigers, if there ever was one, was an ambush or a streak of tigers.
Huh.
So they're kind of a lone animal. Well, interesting.
Well, don't say the Tigers are streaking on the field.
Yeah. Not over well. As Delhi has to punt this away, and it's going to take another good DA bounce. Angelo Kristen doing a nice job tonight with the leg, and Tioga will get it back on their own 45 here with 1:53 to go in the second quarter. Did not think I would be Googling what a group of Tigers would be called during this game, but here we are, 34-0 the score.
You know, Craig has said to me before, you know, I bring up the things no one thinks about.
That's
so
right.
I guess this is where my value is at.
Well, we need to keep the listeners informed, and I'm sure that they were wondering what that was. So,
well, you know, they say if you can learn something every day, you know, so there's that one thing, because I had no idea.
And the beauty of having all this information at your fingertips, right? We had to look it up. 10, 20 years ago, you couldn't sit here. You'd have to go home and, you know, look it up in one of those things called a book, right? So And they'll throw to the outside, and it's complete here for Tioga. They go to the tight end, 40, 30, down to the 20, 15, 10, 5, and a touchdown here for Tioga. A slant over the middle finds Carson Sidoni, and he is in for 6 for Tioga. What a pass play on a needle there, threaded the needle, and he takes it in for a 60-yard touchdown.
Not only did he thread the needle, but he was moving too.
He was.
For a tight end, he can move.
Wow. 6'3", 215, and he was moving. And it's 40-0 for Tioga with 1:42 to go in the second quarter. This team can do it all.
You know, hearing 6'3", 215 and seeing him move like that reminds me why I'm happy I'm sitting up here.
Here's the extra point attempt, and it is up, and it is good. 41-0 for Tioga with 1:42 to go in the second quarter in the sectional final. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Barnard's Hometown Hardware in Bainbridge has got you covered for fall. Leaf bags and rakes for the yard, stovepipe, furnace filters, and supplies for the wood stove, heat tape, window plastics, and water pipe insulation for those cold winter days. And they stock RV supplies, including power adapters, black water holding tanks, RV antifreeze, awning cleaner, and more. Linen tree greeting cards and nails or screws by the pound, too. It's all at Barnard's Hometown Hardware, 12 North Main Street in downtown Bainbridge. Everything you need for your home, close to home.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And welcome back, everybody. A 1.5 to go here in the second quarter, and Tioga leads 41-0 over Delhi as the Bulldogs will get the ball back. We have some nice listeners texting in saying they are enjoying the Tiger commentary, so we appreciate that, folks.
As well as people have taken it upon themselves to do the research about what a group of Tigers are called.
We went to break. Jim had some info for us. Craig texted us. Several fans texting in as well. So, and we appreciate you guys listening, whether it's on WCDO or WCDOsports.com, our web stream brought to you by SFCU. As we're glad to bring you this game here tonight from Johnson City. Tioga with a dominating performance in the first half, leading 41-0 over Delhi with 1.5 to go in the second quarter. Davis looks to run up the middle. No, it's a fake and a throw. They go to Davis at the 45, and he's wrapped up there after a gain of about 6 on the play. But boy, Chuck Haight just has nowhere to go when he is back in the pocket. He drops back, and it seems like he immediately has 2 or 3 Tioga players in his face.
He does, and I've been impressed by some of the balls that he's thrown tonight as well. It's just you don't have that time. Obviously, you see that at the professional level. You see that at the college level. You know, we've heard Deion Sanders talk about his son numerous times, about him not getting the protection. He's a great quarterback. It makes it a lot more challenging when the quarterback, and your internal play clock as well, it speeds everything up when you know all of a sudden they're going to be in the backfield.
Second down and 2. They throw to the left side. Pass is complete here for the Bulldogs as they find Adam Cook into Tioga territory at about the 48-yard line. But we're down to 44 seconds left in the half. Can Delhi find a way to put some points on the board here? And that clock's going to start to run now. And they don't seem to be in any hurry over on the far sideline. Do we have a timeout here? It looks like a timeout's going to be taken by the Bulldogs with 38 seconds to go here in the second quarter. A couple extra seconds ticked off before they could get that timeout. So we'll step away for 30 with Tioga leading Delhi 41-0 in the sectional finals here on CDO.
Your friends from JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge proudly support high school sports and hopes our local teams enjoy fun and successful seasons. Moms and dads, remember JM Electrical Contracting for all types of electrical work, from complete rewiring to electric panel upgrades and so much more. Plus, we sell, install, and service Generac generators for peace of mind in case of a power outage. So call Josh Missler at 895-PLUG. That's 895-7584 for JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge, a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Out of the timeout, 38 seconds to go here. Second quarter, Haight drops back, wants to throw deep over the middle. He's got a receiver, but it's incomplete. Double coverage there by Tioga, but we do have a flag on the play at about the 15-yard line here, Scott.
We're going to get pass interference on Tioga on that one.
Wow, so the Tigers making a rare mistake here on defense. And it did look like there was some clutching and grab. And so this is going to give Delhi some great field position with 31 seconds to go in the second quarter.
And, you know, back to the fun facts with the Tigers and stuff like that, you know, I'm a little off my game, I guess, since the Thomas Edison one. I think I used them all up for the season that night, Thomas Edison against Unitigo. But we'll see if we can find some stuff out, you know.
You know, Sky came, we did an eight-man game, Unitigo Franklin against Thomas Edison, and he brought some next-level Thomas Edison one-liners to that game.
The whole game was electric.
Yeah, the whole game was electric. And that was a fun night. Unitigo Franklin with a big win. And we had a lot of corny one-liners, that's for sure. Maybe not corny. I can't say corny.
Oh, no, they weren't. You have to. They weren't.
Haight dropping back. We're going to have a flag or a whistle, at least, here on the play. And let's see what the call is here. It's 2 seconds to go off. It's going to go against Delhi, though. False start. Yep, false start against the Bulldogs. So, you know, they're going to try to put some points on the board here, but little things like that have been a killer tonight here for the Bulldogs.
And if anyone wants to hear those one-liners, they can go back and listen to them in your archives.
That's right. Game Audio Archives, brought to you by SFCU. Need to do some updating work on that. Last week we've had a bunch of games going on here in the last couple of weeks. We'll get that all set and updated so you can go back and listen to any game this season on WCDOsports.com. A deep ball here. They're looking for Brocky in the end zone. It's overthrown there by Haight. And again, good coverage in the secondary by the Tigers. Clock stops with 22 seconds to go. And they've looked deep, but I've been impressed with Tioga. Haven't really been fooled in the deep coverage. And that goes all the way back to Delhi's first play of the game. They tried to maybe sneak one in on Tioga and go deep, and they threw it into double coverage. Tioga was not fooled. Timeout's going to be taken here by the Tigers. They want to regroup and make sure they can try to keep this clean score going into the halftime break. We'll set point for 30 and be back on CDO.
Bob's Diner, North Main Street in Bainbridge. We serve homemade hearty meals 7 days a week. We feature an awesome burger menu with unique specialty burgers. Customers love our daily blue plate specials, and the staff is friendly, and there's plenty of parking, too. At Bob's Diner, our homemade soups and chili are served all year long, and our homemade desserts will please any sweet tooth. Dine 7 days a week at Bob's Diner, North Main Street in downtown Bainbridge. And remember, Bob's back room for meetings and parties, too. Call 967-3111.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Hey, welcome back. Nate Lull, Sky Thompson with you here tonight as we have 22 seconds to go in the second quarter. Delhi and Tioga in the Section 4 Class D football championship game. And a pass to the outside for Delhi. They go to Angelo Christen, and he is driving forward, will not go down. Finally is tackled at the 20. Good hard nose running there for Angelo Christen. He's got to be frustrated here by this first half here tonight. 7 seconds left, Delhi trailing 41-0, and a timeout is going to be taken by the Bulldogs. I think the Bulldog staff were saying he should have run to the outside to try to get out of bounds, but that was just reckless abandon running there by Angelo Christen. I think he took out some frustration on a couple of Tioga tacklers there.
Looked like he was, that was hard running right there. Wow, I'm happy I'm sitting up here next to you.
This has to be frustrating. I mean, let's talk about the elephant in the room. Delhi down 41-0 right now, 7 seconds left before the halftime break. I'm sure halftime is going to be tough for this Delhi staff to tell these guys, look, you can't give up. A lot of football left. This is more about life than it is about football, right? You're going to have to come out here and give up. You're going to be faced with a lot of tough situations in your life. You can't just give up even when it looks bleak. And so I'm very interested to see how this second half will go for the Delhi Bulldogs. 7 seconds left here. This will be a third down and short. Haight flushed out of the pocket. He's able to somehow get it off there to Davis. Davis, as time expires, is brought down at the 10-yard line. So Delhi will come up short. A nice play there by the Bulldogs to try to make something out of nothing. But they come up short, and Tioga will head to the break with a 41-0 lead over the Delhi Bulldogs. And so Sky and I will take a break. We'll be back with our Mirabito Energy Products halftime report. Again, the Section 4 Class D football championship game. Tioga leads 41-0 over Delhi. We'll be back on WCDO.
What makes a good team? Commitment, dedication, reliability, accountability, and working together toward common goals. You'll find teammates like that at Mirabito. Teammates that take care of their customers while encouraging and supporting each other. Learn more about the opportunities to join the Mirabito team today by visiting mirabito.com/careers.